Stations, can you say Minutemen? Baseball cards in the attic, like hitting the lottery. Some of what we're going to talk about this hour of America tonight. Yo, yo, how are you? Kate Delaney, hanging with you on a very interesting show. We got a couple of things that we're going to swing to, including the mailbag. Once again, the mailbag is full. Sometimes we feel like we are Santa Claus here. Why? Because doesn't Santa get a ton of mail? We get a ton of mail, and it's easy because you don't have to go to the North Pole. You just have to go to AmericanTonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. To be sure, there are things buzzing about in Washington. I think the most important thing is 4 months, actually a little less than 4 months, and we got a big, bad election. Not just for president, but for the people who represent you. Don't forget that. All of Congress is up. All of Congress may change. Also, a chunk of Senate seats, too. And that's a big difference because you're talking about the legislative branch. We focus so much on the whole presidential thing, you can't forget about that all-important legislative branch. Why? Because they're making the laws. The laws that upset us, the laws that infuriate us, and the band-aids that keep getting put over one problem after another. It's like debt ceiling. What are the two most dreaded words in the English language? Debt ceiling. Oh, whoever came up with that, they need to change it. I bet they will, too, because that's what happens. If it becomes an ugly word, eventually it goes away, and there's a softer, kinder, gentler version of the very same thing. They just call it something else, in other words. So, all right, speaking of politics in Washington and whatnot, that's where we're going to veer first, actually. So while the politicians were sweating with the regular folks in D.C. for really over a week, cooler temperatures now have finally swung into the Northeast, and Foggy Bottom is benefiting from that as well. There are a lot of things happening, including the great tax debate. I mean, are we talking about real tax cuts? What are we talking about here? And what about the repeal of health care? Remember, this is what we've been told. Okay, so you don't like health care? Don't worry, we'll repeal it. That's what the Republicans were saying anyway. But how successful will they be in the repeal process? I go back to what I said in the very beginning. It matters who you elect, because ultimately they'll have a say in it. They'll have a say in what happens when you're talking about trying to debate it and re-rack it. The House Republicans plan a vote on the full repeal of Obama's health care law. You know, they're going to do that, absolutely. But what's now front and center really is the fact that their debate is getting shrunken down, for lack of a better way to describe it. Haven't we had this debate? Okay, we're going to shrink it. So Wednesday's going to mark the chamber's second vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act in full, but the attempt is really has no chance. Really has no chance. I have a better chance, in fact, to hit the lottery than this has a chance of being repealed. So it's just going through the rhetoric of it. The House Republicans have held 29 other votes to gut specific parts of the law. We know that because, remember, it was loaded with a lot of nonsense. It's like a turkey that's even overstuffed. There's two, everybody's got their hands in this thing, and so now it's just completely ruined. And that's what happened when there was 2,700 pages of the nonsense to begin with. So the House Rules Committee on Monday gave 5 hours of floor debate for this measure. And they plowed through 4.5 hours on Tuesday with some time set aside for the rest of the day for the vote. Dems accused Republicans of wasting time with theater, political theater, instead of focusing on helping the economy. And the Republicans countered back that this is a huge issue that will affect the economy. Therefore, how can we not spend time on this and talking about the possibility of repealing it, because Obamacare is nothing like what was promised. So 29, now 30 times, Republican Congressman Lee Terry from Nebraska was pretty much representative of what the GOP said about it. Just, you know, I voted to repeal it. I'm going to keep doing it until we get it right. House Republicans say that if the American people, if this happens, if we were granted the majority, we could repeal this law, and then we could move forward with something that makes much more sense for America and Americans. As I said, not much chance of it happening, however, because you don't even have in place the mechanisms that are needed to do it. So not going to happen unless you have big replacement players on the Hill and a different president, because you would also have to have a different president. Let me tell you, one thing that Romney is really hammering on is Obamacare, 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 Obamacare. So campaign promises, that would be top on the list. Getting people back to work, lowering the unemployment rate, and Obamacare. That's it. That's the whole enchilada, really, for Romney. And that's what he's running on, which is why I think, because people are so disenfranchised, really, more than anything else by the legislative people, that the focus is, of course, on what we're getting to keep and what we're having to pay and what's going to happen for future generations. Is there going to be anything left? More people are thinking about not having kids. More people are, of course, we're having smaller families because for fear that, well, geez, we can't even support them because we don't, you know, who knows what this cockamamie tax rate is going to ultimately end up at. I don't believe what's being said. And unfortunately, you have a lot of disillusioned, disheartened folks in America. I think that's a prevalent theme, very common in neighborhoods across the country. Not in just particular neighborhoods. I think it's across the board. It's not the Occupy people who are going back to Park Avenue West. It's not those people at all. It's not the people hanging out in the tents. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the average Joe and Jane who are watching things crumble and are buying into, we got to make a change here. We got to do something else, because it's not working. I mean, change for change's sake isn't good, but we see the ineffectiveness of where we're headed, and you just can't have these Band-Aids anymore, because the Band-Aids aren't working. It's not healing. What ails this nation is not healing, and that's been the story for the last 4 or 5 years, really the tail end of the Bush administration. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to zig into a different direction, including baseball cards that could end up getting millions for the lucky owner.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
A pinball machine here in the show. We're kind of banging around on a couple of different corners, if you know what I'm saying, because there's so much to really talk about. I couldn't wait to jump on the air to open it up to all of you. Remember, you have a say in this, a stake in this. I don't care what your stripes are. It's about the conversation, my friends, and you can definitely kick it up a notch at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Kate, we have the typical tug of war over the tax situation, the president refusing to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for Americans who are earning more than $250,000 a year. Republicans say it's class warfare, and it placates the left-wing nut jobs in the party. And the other people view it differently. Other people say, well, why shouldn't they pay more? So listen, flat or fair tax takes all this nonsense away, and the lifelong argument of debating the taxes debating what the taxes are ultimately going to be and who is going to benefit. If somebody has money, somebody is an entrepreneur, somebody's a bootstrapper, they came from nothing and they made a whole bunch of money, however they achieved whatever they did with their money. The key thing to remember is when you have money, you make money, and you have people that can protect that money for you because you get the best accountants. So they will always find ways to get the best deal possible because they can afford it. That's how you get the best deal possible. That's what we're about, though, in America, capitalism. And the problem is it's a very thin line when you want to throw poison darts at people that make a certain amount of money. That's why a flat tax would be awesome. Then it doesn't matter. Because everybody, let's face it, you got pessimism rampant right now, but you have pessimists and optimists, glass half full, glass half empty. And the people who think that it's half full always believe that they're going to get to that upper ladder, that they have a shot at the so-called American dream, because usually it's tied to money. And yet, when we set it up that it's the us's and the them's and it's the has and the have-nots, where is that dream going? It's being erased. But what is the real problem? What is, because this is all just smokescreen. What is the real problem happening in this country? And the problem is the lack of action, and it has been. The legislative body not coming up with budgets, not going through the rigmarole, not taking all the nonsense out of bills, not reading the bills, not paying attention to the deficit, not working together on the big things where you have to have some kind of a consensus. That's why pay attention when you're voting this time around to the record, the voting record of the people in your districts, in your areas, so you can at least try to get the best representative you could possibly get, that you could possibly ever get. And unfortunately, because of how government is, a lot of good people are turned off and turned away from running, and especially when it comes to being able to chug along and get the funds. To get the funds that are needed. All right, so continuing with the theory that we're like a pinball machine, at least for this show, America Tonight's pinball machine, we've loaded up another ball and it's gone around the corner and it's coming down the belly of the beast. We got the flippers out. Here's a big one for you. The United Nations has turned to Iran to help negotiate a global arms deal. A global arms control deal. I was drinking coffee today, and maybe I was a little tired because I got up early. I mean, I'm like the rest of you. We're third shifters. We're banded together by that. And I saw a little crawl that came across what I was watching. And I knew I was tired. I thought, well, I got to get my glasses on. I used to have those razor eyes where I could see anything from any distance, and you know what happens there. So I'm thinking, well, it's me. But no, the United Nations has definitely looked to Iran for help. Are you kidding me? So the UN Conference of the Arms Trade Treaty that happened in New York last week, the committee to which Iran was appointed is now tasked with coming up with a treaty regulating the international trade of conventional arms. Yeah, I was confused when I heard that too. So what they found is, or what they're saying is, this report found Iran guilty of illegally transferring guns and bombs to Syria, which, of course, they're murdering thousands of their own people. And the mortality there is ridiculous. How many people have been killed? And wouldn't it be common sense for the UN, they're saying now, to elect the same regime to this post in this regulation of arms transfers? What? I mean, are you kidding me? You flat out know that they're dumping guns into Syria, and you still go with the same, you still go with the same people. I love 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 with the executive director of UN Watch, which is a monitoring group in Geneva in Switzerland. I love what he said. He said, making that choice with Iran is like choosing Bernie Madoff to police fraud on the stock market, and that the UN's choice of Iran is exactly why we fear that Syria's declared bid for a UN Human Rights Council seat is not impossible. And the 15-member committee meeting this month is led by, I want to say, Argentina. And so that includes the U.S., Iran, China, Russia, and so on that serve as vice president. So, I mean, come on. So the UN Watch guy is saying to the UN Secretary General, you got to kibosh this. You got to condemn this decision to name Iran to the committee. How do you name them to the committee? I mean, really? That'd be like in the days of Rudy Giuliani when he was fighting crime and the mob in New York City. I mean, it'd be like, not snitches, it'd be like totally putting them on the payroll. It'd be like having the Gambino clan doing the policing for you. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous is what it is. I really want to know what they're thinking in Israel. We have these people lost their minds. You know, already the UN is a place that has done a lot of damage to whatever reputation they had in the beginning when things were set up. I mean, really? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I say this all the time. If I had a list of evildoers that, I'm sorry, I'd like to see undone, I'd have to put on this list. I'd have to put on this list Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He always made the top tier. Gaddafi was on the list somewhere, but he was actually even lower. The butcher, Hugo Chavez, who has that big bright smile and celebrities seeking him out in Venezuela, which makes no sense when they don't really realize that he's, I guess, killing a lot of people. Why? How do they not know that? How do they miss that? I don't understand. All right, let me throw this out. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Ray in Missouri, sit tight. We're going to go to you. Anybody else who wants to line up on the ride after Ray, you can do that as well. Talking about a couple of different things. One, the legislative branch, like I said, that's where you got to look because that's where the laws come from. Remember, we got three branches and nobody's really happy with Congress. And of course, the reason why we're not seeing anything get through that we can really sink our teeth into that we think, okay, now this is, we're headed in the right direction here. And we keep having the same arguments. What was it that Einstein said about doing the same thing over and over again? Meet you on the flip side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm going to tell you about an interesting text that I got from Washington this morning when I was just waking up and seeing that crawl that I didn't understand. Maybe that's why I was distracted, too. But you're going to find it interesting. I'm going to get to that in a few seconds. Otherwise, let's head to the phones, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your two cents on anything that we've been talking about or anything else for that matter. We'll mix it in. Ray has been waiting patiently in the wings in Missouri. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hi, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good. What do you think? What do you think the state of affairs is in this country when it comes to the people that we elect?
Well, I'm wondering if these super PACs, like, you said a while ago that some people aren't running for office that might want to run for office. Financially, I think there's a lot of problems maybe for the average politician who might have good views when there's all this money. And I'm wondering if you think that that might be a problem, too. I don't know that we have the best candidates. I don't know that we have the best person in office or the best person person's running against them.
Yeah, I think the problem is, Ray, is that the person who wants to really, really be the public servant didn't grow up with big bucks, you know, did pretty well, is trying to help people and has a heart of gold and wants to be out there with a shovel digging around, has an ideology that they follow. They kind of get lost in the sauce now because really our government is like a corporation. The legislative branch definitely is like a corporation. You got to know the right people to move up in the wings, and you got to have massive support. As, Ray, as we see, the war chest, you know, they're talking about close to $1 billion. That's crazy. So do you really get the best people? You get the people who know how to shake the money tree.
Yeah, and I think with the, like the super PAC or whatever that's new, and with these unlimited funds, it just makes it harder and harder for, I think, for a good, honest politician to get in there and do anything. I haven't seen anything so far in the advertisement that hasn't just been the blame game instead of what are we going to do for you or how can you do it. I think the money has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Because, and you know why? The blame game is because they get to the point, they pick up something negative, and they just give you the shortened version of it. But where, really, you're right. Let's hear some solutions. Then give me the thumbnail sketch of what you want to do and tell me you're going to tell me somewhere else on some website, here's my plan. If I'm elected, this is what I am pitching to Congress.
And
yeah.
I don't think we're getting that from either one.
No.
And I really don't think we will. So it's confusing to me. I don't understand. Maybe a lot of other people also, so.
Yeah, it is. It's confusing, Ray. I agree. Hey, good caller. Call us again. Cruising down the road. Keep two hands on the wheel, because you never know what's out there in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's like do you bump into? Now, are there some good people who are serving? Yes. Are there some people who are idealistic and they got into it and people are throwing darts at them, but they're still in there digging around trying to make things happen? Yes. But overall, I would say that's not really the portrait of the people who were electing. I mean, all you have to do is go up and down the list, go state to state, and you'll see what I mean. And I think that's changed. I don't believe it was that way. We're talking 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago. And what's going to be interesting is moving into the future, what it's going to be like and who's going to run, because everything, Matt Johnson and I were talking about this in the break, everything's going to be exposed. You really can't hide from anything anyway if you're trying to cover any kind of a track, because you got to be as pure as the driven snow or things that people don't care about. With social media being bigger than ever, those people growing up now that will run, everything's out there. I mean, everything is out there, and it's very easy to find. Mark in Illinois, hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing? There's a slight delay between I'm hearing you on the radio and then transfers me over to the phone. So
that's okay.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to call your attention to a poll that was cited on the Sean Hannity show.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very interesting because it illustrates the way that the media has a leftist bias. It shows that Mitt Romney and Obama are neck and neck. This, it's a, if I hadn't mentioned it, it's a Washington Post ABC news poll.
Mm-hmm.
It was conducted over July 5 through 8, so just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it shows that they're neck and neck, but what they don't tell you is that when you look at the internals, there were 9% more Democrats included in the sample than Republicans. That is, there were 33% Democrats, 24% Republicans. And then, you know, one caveat, however, is that it included 36% independents. So I'm wondering how, you know, that could be like a
representative
of everyone, because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, a whopping 36% of the electorate independents. They don't identify with either party, possibly. But regardless, I found that was rather interesting that, you know, they biased the sample 9% in favor of Democrats. And I know that Rush Limbaugh has cited in the past other polls that do the same thing. They just bias the sample. So, you know, when it shows 47-47, that doesn't sound very accurate. And furthermore, I had also noted that Dick Morris made a comment a while back that none of these polls are taking into account likely voters. So they're only looking at registered voters, but the likely voters at the time when Dick Morris was being interviewed, I believe it was on Greta Van Susteren, he said the polls at that time were showing Mitt Romney with a 10-point advantage already. So...
Yeah, you know what, you bring up a good point, Mark. I talk about this all the time, that polls are there for a reason because, and pollsters make a ton of money, because sometimes the bullseyes, they're right on. Otherwise, they'd go out of business if they weren't. But absolutely, do polls skew a certain way? And when they do the polls, you're right, if the numbers are that and they're that's not a good sampling, because how can you read that? What would it be like if you had an equal number of Democrats and Republicans, and then you throw in the mixture, the independents? And I know that poll, we've talked about that poll, the 47-47. In fact, we had somebody on from Washington yesterday that was talking about that. It was Victoria Jones who was saying that, oh, my gosh, you know, here they are, 47-47. But you take into account with Rasmussen, with Washington Post, with any of them, the Gallup polls, the rolling averages that they do, that there is a, I think there is a bigger margin of error, really, with the polls. And you look at the makeup, which is never 100% accurate in the numbers, because the number is just one whole number, usually, and then they break out what the politics of that, you know, Democrats or Republicans. So, yeah, like I said, I will say this, that polls are there for a reason because ultimately some of them get it right and they are paid big bucks to go out and take the temperature of demographics. But think about this. If it's just like television ratings, there are certain things you can't say to get ratings, but certain things that you can, there's little tricky ways to do it to try to beef up the ratings books. And ratings can be broken down in so many different ways. So when people go out to sell advertising, they can look for the littlest niche, exploit it, and say, hey, but we were number one. We were number one with seven-year-old kids. So with the polls, they're hired by certain groups. They go out and they are looking, I think they are looking for certain things. And that comes back that way. That's why you're getting the numbers like that. Although, I will tell you definitely with my ear to the ground as much as I can in Washington, and my goodness, if you've listened to this show, you have heard plenty of politicians drone on and on, and more importantly, the strategists. I mean, they're like a PR machine, and they're going to sell you whatever it is they're selling, whatever candidate. But I believe in the conversations that I've had off the record, there is no question that this election is a lot tighter than the Democrats thought it was going to be. They wanted $1 billion. They had David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs immediately go to Chicago a year ahead of the election because they did such a huge job in getting Obama elected before. And I don't think they expected that they were going to sweat it out this much. And they're really, from what I've been told, they're really, really sweating out the daily numbers and the economic figures, which makes sense when it comes to unemployment. That number is a killer. Can you elect even an incumbent president with an 8.2% unemployment rate? I mean, who knows where it is right before the election? That number can change, but it's certainly not going to get low overnight. It's not going to turn into a magical 5. If it turned into a magical 5, Obama blows away Romney, or at least enough that he's elected for sure, and there's no problem there. But they can't make those numbers move, and they're desperately trying to do that. All right, my little piece of information on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Strategists, where I was just mentioning, I really hit up the strategists because I know they're in the meetings and they actually know more. The politicians are going to give you the spin ultimately, unless it's off the record. But even then, they're pretty tight-lipped these days because of so many of the dominoes that have fallen in the past with the leaks, the White House, and all that kind of stuff. So here's the deal. I'm going to get to that in a second, but. Programming note is we are going to Tampa, so America Tonight will be broadcasting from the Republican National Convention. And I hear it's going to be interesting. They're throwing the media and the delegates together in St. Petersburg on the field at the Trop. I guess they have a media party to kick things off, and then they have a delegate party. They decided to mix them together. That's kind of like water and oil in some cases. So it'll be interesting. Look for a lot of the highlights on the website and, of course, on the air here on America Tonight. So here's the text I got. And the text that I got this morning said this. It just said JP from D.C. That's kind of my insider guy. JP from D.C. says, VP is most eminent. Should be announcing soon. Don't be surprised by who it is, and don't look for someone in heels. So I was like, well, gee, is there, it's like a Chinese fortune cookie. Am I supposed to figure out what that means? So I think based on the conversations we had about whether or not the VP is a helpful person or someone that hurts the ticket or just is somebody that's kind of neutral, we're going to see a neutral person for sure on this ticket because that's not Mitt Romney's style. There's no way anybody's saucy or controversial. The least hint of controversy would be on the ticket with him. And more it's looking like, and now there's reports of this, although in some ways it's stunning to me, Senator Rob Portman is definitely moving up the chain. Marco Rubio fell down a few places in Florida because of Obama opening up the gates, basically, to 30 and under for work permits, almost 880,000. I think it's going to be closer to a million who are going to be able to apply and get work permits to stay in the United States. They're here illegally. Maybe they came in when they were 15. Maybe they came in when they were 3 or 4. But once that happened through executive order, and then Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security, you know, secretary said, well, you know, this is perfect because now we can focus on the real criminals at the border and we don't have to be chasing around people who are in the country and have been in the country for a while. So this was an end around. With that dumped Rubio further down the list, and that's not a secret. So I mean, anyone could probably figure that out when once that happened, maybe, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago. But the Portman thing is a little bit surprising to me, a little bit surprising. Somebody who's a safe bet and somebody who might help in delivering Ohio. Ohio is one of those swing states. So, you know, there's the idea. Let's get somebody on the card. He's saying he's tight. He's got his people lined up. We're going to use him. We're going to motor from place to place, and we're going to try to get Ohio delivered. And I think that's what the Republicans are thinking. They're going through everything that they can. And Romney is thorough on this. They're going, his people anyway, they're going through everything they can with Portman just to make sure that there's no loose end, no chance of something coming out at the end. This, I think, is going to be surprising to some people when they wake up and they realize, oh, the Border Patrol agents were rearranged to stretch them in different directions. This is big news. It's kind of been buried in some cases, but there's a bunch of closures of these Border Patrol stations, and it's in 4 key states and areas where they've had a lot of problems, especially in Texas. But the key places that are being shut down, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is saying, oh, we're just moving, shuttling people to other areas where we need it a little bit more. So I wonder what a drug cartel member would do. Oh, they're closing. That's a planned closure. Okay, so let's go to Amarillo and let's go over there. Amarillo is one of the spots along the way that's being closed down. There are others that include, in Texas, Lubbock, Dallas, San Angelo, Abilene, San Antonio, in Idaho, Twin Falls, in Montana, Billings, Overrun. In California, this is a big one, Riverside is going down. So what's going to happen with this closure with no plan, too, by the way. There's no plan. So who's going to protect that border area? There's going to be a void. So what happens when somebody, let's say a sheriff's deputy, pulls somebody over? The answer is nothing. They're going to continue on. Because if you have all these undocumented people, these illegals, who are on the side of the road, let's say, or stop somewhere else, they're not going to get any help because there's no longer a person to go to. There's no longer Border Patrol agents that can assist. And you think of how many illegals were rounded up in Amarillo and Lubbock, and it was about, so far this year, it's been about 700, 800 people. So what are they doing? I mean, what are we, this is what it looks like to me. All right, we're comfortable with our allies in Mexico, so we're going to kind of do away, we're going to erode some of these border areas, and, you know, we're not going to enforce, we're not enforcing the policies anyway, so let's open these stations, let's get rid of these stations, let's open the areas up. Crazy change, I think. And they're saying that it's part of a pattern, that the idea is this is part of the pattern, because first you have the Supreme Court upholds part of the Arizona immigration enforcement law last month, and then the Fed said ICE would be very selective in responding to any immigration calls in Arizona, like whether or not the suspect is wanted for a felony. So forget that. That's not going to do anything in Arizona anyway. At this point, I already mentioned the whole young illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as kids and haven't committed a serious crime. They're not going to deport those people any longer. And now they're closing all these bases. So immigration, it's about courting the Hispanic voters, and forget it. It's not so much about immigration anymore, because these closings in some really hairy, scary areas, I don't know, don't make any sense to me. And saying that they're sending resources to the border, that they're not sending resources to the border. What kind of strategy is this? I mean, ultimately, there's going to be, of course, there's going to be fewer people that are going to be arrested there. So what does that say to the people who live in those areas? Well, especially some of those ranchers that are out there in Amarillo, for example. Oh, boy. Who are you going to call when you got a problem? The answer is don't call the sheriff's deputies. They're doing everything they can, and they don't have any bloody help. It's ridiculous.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in the choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.